6 Feet Under wraps up its final episode Sunday night on HBO. Now, among certain viewers, the show about the Fisher family of Los Angeles struggling to keep their funeral home open and their family whole has quickly become as much of a routine as life, taxes, and death. The character who's tried hardest to keep the family and business intact is the same man who seems to betray the most strain, David Fisher, the youngest son of the family of funeral directors. At first, he seems, well, cold, stiff, uncaring. But he's more complicated and conflicted than that. David Fisher is a deacon in his local church and a deeply closeted gay man. He has the starched white-collar manners of a man born to deal with death. But when a large funeral chain threatens to put his family out of business, David Fisher reveals passions that can be explosive.
You just threatened my family.
Let's not be melodramatic.
What do you expect us to do? Run and hide? Sell and be grateful? Pack up and move?
If you're smart.
One day when your mind isn't on Fisher and Sons, I will find you or someone you love. I'm not saying anyone's going to die. There are tragedies far worse than death. Things you couldn't even dream of. You spineless, candy-ass corporate f***.
Michael C. Hall is the actor who's brought David Fisher to life, and he joins us from our studios in New York City. Mr. Hall, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Did you jump at the chance to play a funeral director?
Yeah, I read 5 pages into the pilot script, and I knew this was a special project. And if drama is conflict, then David is an inherently dramatic character to play because he's conflicted about just about every aspect of his life.
What are you looking for?
Aspirin. I know there was a bottle of aspirin in here.
Yeah, I took some earlier.
You did? Are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
You found it, didn't you? You found it and kept it for yourself.
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
You're wearing my shirt. What is this, like a date?
Sort of.
Oh, no way. You're dating the square dancing guy? Weird.
Weird why?
No, I get it. He's hot. The kind of generic Banana Republic kind of way.
Claire, I really need that aspirin bottle.
David, I really don't have it. What was in there?
He gave me some pills. And now I'm going to have to say, sorry, I lost them because I'm this old guy geek and I'm completely uncool in this world in which you seem to thrive, you perfect distillation of human evolution.
Okay, is this split personality thing like something that happens when mom goes out of town? Because I like you like this way better.
Have you, may I, spent much time around funeral homes, either because of losses in your own family, or did you undertake any kind of research or anything?
Well, I've been on the other side of the intake process, having relatives and loved ones die.
Intake meeting is where
you're dealing with the family, making the funeral arrangements and such. And we also have a person who's there on set to talk about, you know, technical issues. He's also been invaluable talking about just the life of a funeral director.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that didn't occur to me until I started doing is what a solitary line of work it is. Working alone is one thing, but working with a dead body alone is got to be sort of another kind of solitude.
Yeah. We interviewed a coroner years ago who I remember we asked him what he enjoyed about the work, and I swear to God, he said, it's the people.
Well, that's one thing. The dead don't care. You know, it's really the families who you have to deal with. The bodies that you're working with are disinterested, I think.
Yeah. You're from North Carolina, from Raleigh.
That's right.
And how did you get into theater in North Carolina?
I guess... You know, I'd done some plays in church when I was a kid, and it really wasn't until I got to college that I started to turn on to the idea that maybe acting could actually be something I could pull off as a legitimate focus to my life.
You replaced Alan Cumming in Cabaret in New York.
Yeah, that's right. I played the MC for nearly 500 performances of that show. It was really an amazing, amazing experience. Playing the MC, especially in the Sam Mendes conception of the show, Your scene partner is the audience, so every night I sort of had a completely different energy and a different room full of people to work with.
Let me talk about David.
Okay.
David Fisher, at the heart of his character is the fact that he is a deeply closeted gay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing somebody who's repressed, how do you let that show?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think basically David is someone that is always preoccupied. He's in a state of conflict over his relationship to his sexual orientation, but that results in a conflict that he feels in relationship to the work he does, a relationship to every member of his family, to his religious life.
I mean, it's irresistible to observe. You have David, a repressed man, at least in that area of his life, is in a profession where repression isn't perhaps the word I need, but you do need to have a subdued character professionally. I mean, you can't...
Right. I think you, at least the way David sees it, his brother might disagree, but you want to not so much identify with people emotionally, but create a space in which they can do what they need to do, you know? And I think that's sort of an interesting thing that David's done with his life. He's distanced himself from emotion and from, the depth of his own feeling.
Let's run a clip where David, David daydreaming. Let me just set it up that way.
I'm gonna break out, gonna go wild, have my own way. I may break a heart a day. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive!
David!
So come on and show it!
David!
You!
David!
Why are you standing there like that?
I was thinking.
He was vacuuming at the time.
Yeah.
Was that enormously satisfying for you to be
Yeah,
able
that
to
was a lot of fun. It was, after playing someone who's so tightly wound, it was fun to show at least the corner of David's interior life that's a little less bound. It was fun. It was fun to shoot that day.
Yeah. Well, when you're talking about a series, what is the relationship, or what can be the relationship between an actor and his or her role? I mean, do you find yourself contributing to the writer's ideas, or?
We don't really have any input directly in terms of saying this is what I think should happen. But at the same time, I think none of us, to my knowledge, have been told how to play the character. Never did Alan Ball say to me, David is like this. I also think I was lucky that my first job on screen was playing someone who was incredibly tense. I didn't have to sort of ignore or try to get over my tension. It was actually very useful for me. I think as I've become more comfortable acting in front of a camera, David has become a little bit more comfortable in his own skin. So hopefully I can keep up.
Mr. Hall, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Michael C. Hall, who plays David Fisher in 6 Feet Under on HBO, joining us from our studios in New York City. The last two episodes this season of 6 Feet Under air this Sunday night on HBO.